What is your favorite What's Good Dough podcast episode? And have you ever wondered, what is everyone else's favorite episode? For the last 2 years, I've been putting out an episode towards the end of the year, highlighting the podcast's top most downloaded episodes. This was a way for you all to see what episodes hit among other listeners, and maybe you'll go check them out on your own. This was also a great way for me to see what hit with you, so that I could continue in the new year to bring you episodes that you're going to enjoy. But this year, I don't find that it's fair to do that for one reason and one reason only. Earlier this year, I switched podcast hosting platforms. But in making that switch and knowing full well the repercussions of doing so, I lost my episode download data for each individual show. So with that in mind, what we're going to do is we're going to do a top five. And I think this is going to be the most fair only because we switched around halfway through the year. And so we're just going to see what are the five hardest hitting episodes of the last half of the year. And we'll just assume that the first half of the year had some hard hitting ones, but unfortunately, we won't get to shout them out. So here's what we can do. If you have a favorite episode from the first half of the year, DM me on Instagram at What's Good Dough and let me know, and we'll go ahead and share that on the Instagram stories. That way, they get some love as well. What's interesting about this year's top five is that there is a mix of episodes and a mix of new releases as well as re-releases. Ooh, very juicy. Another interesting little piece of information that I saw in analyzing this data is that some of the episodes that you all loved were sections of a longer episode. There was a point in time in the podcast where I was splitting episodes up in two or three parts, and three of the top five episodes were from multi-part shows. So that kind of tells me a lot. And it's not like here's an example. Anthony from Melt Pizza Go. Overall, his three parts did pretty well, but there was a pretty significant difference in one of the episodes compared to the other two. And it's talking about how to get consistent dough in your restaurant. So definitely check that out. The other one, Juan G. Perez, the part where he talks about social media, not his story, how he grew to like 500,000 listeners across all social media platforms, that one definitely had higher download numbers compared to part one. And then Sarah Minnick, a rerun. The part where we talk about the number one ingredient in the nation's number one pizzeria or something like that. I'll link all of them in the show notes. That one did significantly better than the others. Now, it's probably because it's Sarah Minnick, but her other ones also did pretty good. But it's very interesting for me to see this because if you don't know, I reached out to folks on Instagram asking them to fill out a survey. Asking them, do you prefer the longer episodes or do you prefer the episodes that are broken down in parts? And I'm going to address this in Sunday's episode where we sit down and reflect on 2023 and what to expect for 2024. But if you haven't already filled out that survey, let me know. I thought that I was going to close up the survey and we were done with all the responses because you all showed out on Instagram. But I realized that we didn't even put it on the podcast. And so I think it'll be helpful to get your feedback. So if you're listening to this right now and you haven't filled out the survey, check out that link in the show notes. It'll tell me where you are in the pizza world, what you're trying to achieve. Do you prefer long episodes, short episodes? Do you prefer X, Y, or Z? You know, at the end of the day, I want you to know that this is a partnership, right? There's no show without you. There's no show without me. I enjoy the guests that I'm talking to. I'm learning from them, but it is such a huge honor to be able to share that with you. So I want you to feel good tuning in when you do. All right. Okay. Make sure to stay to the end because I'm actually going to do a bonus episode. So top six, surprise, surprise. Okay. Continuing on with the episode, another hitter. Rerun, two reruns. The Rise and Fall of June's Pizza. This is why you need to go legit. Interestingly enough, June's Pizza was a banger episode back when it first released. It had one of the highest downloads in 2021, and I'm pretty sure held that title potentially in 2022. I can't see the data, but it was still moving. Now, another episode that hit, and I'm deeply saddened that we never got to jump on a second conversation, is my re-release of my conversation with Andrew Bellucci. I retitled it as Pizza's Comeback Kid, The Story of Andrew Bellucci, and y'all like that. And I wonder if it had anything to do with just like the news. I wonder if you all had like missed it initially. I wonder if some of you all remembered that it was a pretty solid episode, in my opinion. Andrew and I sort of just flowed in that conversation, and I learned a lot from the guy. And so, I don't know, y'all seem to like that. Yeah, rest in peace, Andrew. One of my biggest pizza regrets is I never got to try your new pizzeria, and we never got to sit down again. But I hope you're watching over us, watching over this pizza community, wherever you're at, man. And you inspired a lot of us, for real, for real. Okay, I got a bonus for y'all. Final one, I swear. Vincent Rotolo of Good Pie. That, my friends, was a single episode, new release. And y'all showed up for that, for show, for show. I don't know. I think you all either like Vincent Rotolo, you liked the topics we were discussing. I don't know. But y'all showed up. And some of y'all did reach out to me afterwards and listened to my little statement at the end and said, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you all, some of you all, are going to listen to this again and again. And y'all did. And so I love that conversation. Vincent is just so knowledgeable. And I think, you know, he needs to come back on the podcast again. So if you're listening to this, definitely send him some love and say thank you for being on What's Good Dough. Please join IDRF again in the future. Now, if you couldn't tell from my uncertainty throughout this conversation, as I'm talking about the different podcasts and making these assumptions as to why you like certain episodes and why certain episodes hit and took off and blah, blah, blah. It's because I can't read your freaking minds. You know, there were a number of episodes where I'm just like, dang it, that was a banger. And yet the downloads didn't reflect that. And so was it a banger or was it poorly marketed? And so I won't get too into the weeds of, you know, the business behind podcasting, but where you can be extremely helpful is fill out that survey. Let's get more banger episodes in 2024. Let's get the guests you want to see on. Let's get the questions asked and the topics you want talked about lined up for 2024 to make this the best pizza podcast on your podcast rotation. All right. Check in with me on Sunday. We're going to do one final episode for the year. I'm excited to put that one out. You know, I don't have high expectations on the download numbers, but I don't care. I want you to be able to reflect with me on this 2023 year. And let's talk about ways to just level up in pizza, business, and life. I appreciate you. I love you. Till next time. Peace.